This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on WGNS. This morning, we're talking about the Murfreesboro Airport. They are proposing some changes at the airport, and some folks are for it, and some are not for it. And we're going to hear both sides of that issue this morning. Chad Gerke is with us. Chad is the manager of the Murfreesboro Airport. Chad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us. And the airport consultant is with you, Tim Haskell. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you here. And those citizens who feel this is not a great idea, Steve Murphy is here. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bart. Thanks for having
me. And Steve Jones, too.
Morning, Bart.
Good to have all of you here. And all these folks have nice big smiles on their face. They're communicating. We're all part of Murfreesboro, and I'm sure we all feel this is the best place to live. And that's why I think our community grows, because you have people who have different opinions, and they still talk with each other and try to work out those differences of opinion. First of all, so we'll have an idea of what it is we're talking about, let's go to Chad Gerke, the airport manager. Chad, when you say you're expanding the airport, what are you doing?
Well, Bart, right now we are we've put together an airport layout plan, and we have gone through the state and coordinated with them and the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. And right now we're trying to take that airport layout plan and have it approved locally or adopted for the airport to be the official plan for our future development of the airport. And in that airport layout plan, there are several improvements, which include the runway extension, which is an extension of 1,102 feet to the north. Included also are improvements to the terminal area, ramps and hangars and things like that, that will take us, you know, ultimately the development of the airport sometime way out in the future. But that's the main issue with the airport layout plan is the runway extension.
So when you say 1,102 feet to the north, most people can't, they don't think in directions.
Mm-hmm.
That's towards State Farm?
That's toward, yeah, towards DeJarnett Boulevard. That's okay. Correct.
And you have, obviously you have 1,102 feet there. You're not going to build over the road or something?
No, we have plenty of land available for that.
Okay. Now, why are you doing this? What will this enable you to do?
Well, in throughout the history of Murfreesboro Airport, that has always been an issue of the runway length. In this airport layout plan, it's important that each airport look at its plans and review them every 5 to 10 years, because things change. The community's demands for the airports change. The FAA regulations or standards change. So it's good that you always update your airport layout plan. And in this one, we looked at the types of aircraft that are coming in and their demands, their needs for runway length. And also one of our main customers, MTSU, the Aerospace Department, was purchasing an aircraft. And the one that was the low bid was required 5,000 feet. And their insurance company required 5,000 feet for that aircraft. So all that put together, the current and future needs here at the airport made us include the runway extension of 1,102 feet on the airport layout plan.
Now, what is our runway length right now?
Right now, it's 3,898 feet.
Okay, so this would enable us to have the additional amount for that airplane.
Right.
Now, when you say airplanes, are you talking about big airplanes? Are we looking at airplanes like the ones that land in Nashville? Or?
No, we aren't, unfortunately, going to be able to have Southwest here or anything like that.
Okay.
Our aircraft that we are looking at with this runway extension is really your small business-type aircraft. right now the university uses a King Air 200, and many people probably see that flying in. That's a business type aircraft. The aircraft that we're talking about are small Citation jets. They seat 6 to 8 people, very small compared to an airliner. Their wingspan is maybe 49 feet, maybe the size of a room, and that's about it. But they do require a little bit longer runway than we currently have.
So basically you're saying the size of the airplane is not going to be that much different from what we have already, but it's going to enable you to have more jets, is that right?
Well, yes, they'll be able to use the airport, and even with the runway extension, we don't expect or forecast very much additional traffic.
Okay. Let's find out. Now we know what is on the table. An expansion of 1,102 feet more runway to the north going towards State Farm. Right now you have a little over 3,800 square feet. This is to enable you to have an airplane that MTSU is purchasing, or have they purchased?
They weren't able to purchase it because the insurance would not allow it onto the field. So it's something that they're looking to do in the future.
Let's hear from some of the citizens who are concerned with this expansion plan. Steve Murphy and Steve Jones, give us your feeling. Why are you against this?
Sure. I think that the reasons that we don't want the airport runway extension could be summed into three main categories. One, it would affect our quality of life due to noise, increased flights, and aircraft size. I understand that Chad said that they don't anticipate a larger size of aircraft, but they can't regulate that beyond the class of airport and the types of aircraft that can come into that classification, which is a B2. They also can't regulate necessarily the noise level of the specific aircraft that are coming in. So there could be an instance where that, you know, just like with vehicles, there are louder vehicles. Some vehicles are louder than others. And so when we consider the B2 classification and those types of aircraft, if you consider a passenger vehicle, that might be something like a very small economy car all the way up to a larger SUV, and it could still be considered a passenger size vehicle. You know, we also believe that there's issue with safety for the citizens on the ground, increased pollution, because we would anticipate that there would be increased air traffic. We believe that throughout this process that there have been clearly one-sided statements which don't take into account a lot of other factors, which a lot of people don't necessarily understand. So we think that there are some misconceptions about what would really happen. They say that it's one thing. We believe that there's a lot of opportunity or potential for other things to happen. That includes such as the increased air traffic, aircraft size, noise, etc. We also believe that it doesn't make a lot of sense from a physical standpoint. We think that the plan is not adequately presented to justify the business case. Based on their numbers, the number of increased flights are negligible, and when you take into consideration the cost of extending the runway, we're looking at using $2.68 million in public funds, both state, local, and federal, to extend the runway. That accounts to, per operation, which is one takeoff or one landing, nearly $500 subsidy per operation for those increased flights over the next 10 years. And also, we believe that it will affect our property values, because who wants to live under the path of larger aircraft taking off? So
obviously, then you live right around the airport.
I do. I live right up. I live close to Jarnet Lane.
Do both of you?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a problem right now?
No, it's not a problem. When we bought our homes, we saw the planes in the air, and this kind of traffic that's been flying in and out of Murfreesboro Airport is largely unchanged over the past 20 years. Right, Chad?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you see the Diamond DA-40, that's the training plane that MTSU uses, it's like a little dragonfly, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very quiet, relatively speaking, and so it does not present a problem. But what we're worried about is that once the runway is extended, and because it's a general aviation airport, no controls can be made on who uses that airport. They can fly in at any time of the day, get avgas, and fly out. And what we're concerned with is that these larger planes that will see the larger runway say, well, you know, I couldn't use it before. Now I'm going to start using it.
Are there a lot of these airplanes? I mean, you're talking about, I would think, a pretty expensive airplane. Are there a lot of those out there?
That
can't use it because your airport is too small. Are there a lot of large private planes out there that will start landing?
We don't see that in our forecast. Part of the reasons that we do have, still will have some limitations, some of them are weight-bearing, the runway. We're not changing the weight-bearing capability of the runway. We're not a full-service 24-hour airport as others are. We don't have air traffic control tower. We don't have the approaches, the precision approaches, things like that, that some of those business aircraft and pilots are looking for. But there are still businesses that are coming in and out of Murfreesboro that are, the national names, and still will use the airport to conduct their business, get on out, and get to the next community where their business is located.
Now, Steve Murphy and Steve Jones both mentioned that one of their concerns was that with this new facility, more people would be landing virtually any time of the day or night. But you say there's no control person there at the airport after what time?
No, we don't have control tower here. Most of the general
aviation... Do they need a person there?
I mean, no. And most of the general aviation airports in the nation and across the world don't have towers. There's very few that do have tower facilities. Smyrna and Nashville are two airports here in the local area that have control towers, but the majority of the airports do not. And the pilots communicate using their radio to identify each other and tell each other what they're going to do.
So could planes start coming in at 10 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock?
They do now.
It's
kind of like the interstate. You're available. It's open. That's a part of our freedom of our country to travel when and whenever you want. And our airport, like the railroad tracks or the interstate or any of our roads, is free and open to travel in.
So the runway lights are on all the time.
Absolutely.
So, okay. But there's no one for them to communicate with to see if there's a problem on the runway, a deer or whatever.
No. At night, they may make a sweep over the runway and check. That's why we've invested a lot in fencing and things like that to try to keep the deer out.
I was curious because I have heard you have deer problems.
Yeah.
And even the tall fence, it's amazing how high a deer can jump, I guess.
Well, you know, Bart, what I found out is that the deer can dig under a fence, believe it or not, and they will skirmy under the fence. So we try to go and keep those paths under the fence covered up.
Now, and I'm sure with you all living close to the airport, you see this happening. Is that a concern of yours? You mentioned, obviously, the noise. Have you listened to different kinds of airplanes? And I don't know a thing about airplanes, but I do know that some, like you say, a car can be a passenger car from a little bitty car to a large one. And there are some cars out there that are pretty loud, even some little bitty cars that are, in fact, some of the little bitty cars sound like little bumblebees going down the road, and they're irritating. So have you been comparing different types of airplanes to see if they're irritating or not?
I haven't compared the different types of airplanes personally. From my own experience, as I said, I live and my house backs up to the Jarnett Lane. And one of the things that I've noticed recently, you know, the weather's been nice, so a lot more grilling out, sitting out on the deck, eating dinner, whatever. And a lot of times conversation has to stop because even though I am next to the Jarnett Lane, believe it or not, planes actually fly over my backyard. We're not talking my front yard or we're not talking DeJarnett Lane, right over my backyard where I'm sitting having dinner and conversation with people. Then a lot of airplanes taking off, while those don't necessarily stop conversation, they definitely inhibit conversation when they're taking off to the north.
Now, obviously, they're not going to be landing if they're over your house, I hope. But why are they over your house? Are they just out flying around? Or?
Actually, I have seen planes bank in and land on the runway coming from over my house instead of taking a flight path out by Compton or Osborne. So, yes.
So can you, Chad, can you just come into the airport any way you want?
Well, there is a pattern, and it all depends too on the aircraft speed and the size and things like that. Some of the slower, smaller aircraft can make a bank and come in as tight as it can. And part of the other thing that goes on with flight training is that the pilots will practice an engine out. They don't actually kill the engine, but they pull it back and they practice in case they ever had an engine out. They train to come in onto the runway, and that's maybe what Mr. Murphy's seeing too.
Now, we haven't heard from the airport consultant, and I guess we could look at Tim Haskell, who is the consultant, as a person who does this every day and expands airports, works with them, and probably you have had people with similar concerns, I'm guessing. How long have you been in the consulting business with airports?
Well, I've actually been a consultant for the last 11 years. Prior to that, I was director of planning at Nashville International Airport.
Where there's plenty of noise.
Yes. But I have about 33 years experience in the business.
As you hear these gentlemen talking about their concerns of their community, living right next to the airport, will these fears come true?
Well, our indication is that they will not, and our forecast is that the profile of the typical airport operation will not change. One of the things that pilots look at when they select an airport, in addition to the length of the runway, they look at the width of the runway, they look at the safety areas off the ends of the runways, and the weight-bearing capability of the pavement to support their aircraft. It's the pilot's responsibility to ensure that all of those factors combined create a safe environment for their operation.
Will the planes be louder?
In this particular plan, the type of aircraft are not going to change because one of the primary factors in the pilot selecting an airport, the weight bearing, is not going to change for Murfreesboro. In addition to that, while we were doing our study, we did not see any indication that there were aircraft operations that of larger aircraft that wanted to come in and do business in Murfreesboro. But what we did see was that the airplanes that are currently operating, such as the Cessna Citations, the Learjets that are currently operating at the airport, want to operate more efficiently. They want to be able to add an extra passenger, add a little bit more fuel depending on where they are going. And they are inhibited from doing that right now because of the length of the runway.
Okay. Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back after we check on the weather, and we'll open up the phone lines and get your feelings. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
The Action Line, weekday mornings at 8:10, and Rutherford Issues afternoons at 3 on WGNS, Murfreesboro, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9.
Tackle this summer's heat in style with a Ford Mustang convertible from Ford of Murfreesboro. Need something bigger? How about a Ford F-150 to haul your toys to the lake with? There's one with your name on it at Ford. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the Northfield intersection. You can also surf their deals online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. So go ahead, take a peek at that convertible you always wanted, and give that F-150 a test drive today.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours, otherwise sunshine with a high of 91 degrees and a calm wind. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Falhuber. Right now, it's 75.
This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
And two powerful Otis FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Good morning and welcome back to WGNS. We're talking this morning about the proposed airport expansion at the Murfreesboro Airport. And we have with us this morning Chad Gerke, the manager of the Murfreesboro Airport. We also have airport consultant Tim Haskell. We have two citizens who feel this is not a good idea. And we have Steve Murphy and Steve Jones. They both live near the airport. And let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
I want to make a little comment about that. If the airport is not planning to bring in bigger planes, if the only one they're really talking about is the one that MTSU planning to purchase this big jet, I'm wondering in the hard time that we're having now, whether the MTSU really needs to spend that much for a big new jet and bring it in, and then we have to build, extend the airport to take care of it or not on that. So I would say that if that be the case, we ought to leave it like it is. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Anyone have a comment on that?
One thing, Bart, about the name for the aircraft that MTSU was looking at is it's not named very well. It's called a Jetstream, mm-hmm. but it's a turboprop aircraft. It still has propellers, and they should have called it a prop stream or something. I don't know, but it's very similar in size. It's the same category of aircraft that they have now. It just has a much larger seating capacity, so it's not a real stretch of what they have now, except that it does have a better seating capacity, which will help them with other activities. They're not just a regional university anymore, and they stretch all over the country. So it fulfills their purposes, and also with the Aerospace Department, it gives them some valuable training for some of their students.
So this is used for transportation as well as training?
Absolutely.
Now, will it enable students, when they graduate from MTSU, will they need this experience to be able to fly this type of aircraft?
Absolutely. It's a aircraft that some of the commuter airlines or some of the corporations use. The experience that they have with cockpit resource management, working together as a team in the cockpit to fly an aircraft, is very valuable.
And Steve is over here. Looks like he has something he wants. The minute you said commuter, his eyes lit up.
Right. First, I would like to say that I haven't met or spoken to anyone who opposes MTSU's aerospace program. I think that we could generally say that is something that the community is very proud of and supports. It's number three in the nation, according to MTSU officials. I think that's something everyone should be proud of. I think that we should look for ways to improve that and make it even better. However, I don't think that it should be done at the cost of the neighbors around the airport, which within 1.25 miles, based on U.S. Census data, as well as the number of residences that the post office stays within one and a quarter miles, we could estimate that there are approximately 55,000 people living in that area. However, when you expand out to commuter size aircraft, et cetera, you know, they've stated that, you know, the current use and the current client that we have, we don't project that we would see an increase. So MTSU's usage based on current, I think they say, would be around 400 operations a year, if I'm not mistaken. So that sounds like a very small number to me. That would be about 200 flights per year. So at, again, $2.68 million. But that goes back to the statement that was made earlier. They don't and can't regulate the aircraft that come in. As Chad acknowledged, it's open to the public. And so if someone who wasn't coming here before decides that they want to, in fact, they can. And if someone decides that they want to establish a commuter service out of Murfreesboro, who's to stop them? What would, you know, once it's there, once it's built, you know, how could we justify saying, no, you can't use this?
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hi, did you have a comment you wanted to make? Okay, well, let's go to this line. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Did you hear me?
I hear you well.
Okay. I don't know the gentleman's name, either one for or against the airport expansion, but I wonder if the gentleman says that he can be sitting out in his yard and have someone fly over his house, forward or backwards, whichever way you want to put it. The people that oppose the extension of the airport, do they also oppose the growth of subdivisions around their homes? And I would like to just hang up and listen for a response. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What about that?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we have to, the question is, do we oppose the growth of subdivisions? I don't know that we've actually considered the growth of subdivisions as a topic to oppose. I don't know that that has an impact on me necessarily, a significant impact. But I think that what we have to take a look at and see that over the past years, the city of Murfreesboro has allowed that residential expansion around the airport, and in doing so has precluded itself from responsibly extending the runway.
Let's go to the phones again. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Sorry about that. I didn't know that I was on the air. I didn't know you were talking to me on that last time.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm glad you called back.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Jim Gardner. I own the flight school at Murfreesboro, and I've invited the gentleman to fly the pattern so that he could see that it will move the pattern away from his house, and I've asked him to come fly, and I'm hoping that one day he will.
Right. Hi, Mr. Gardner. This is Steve, and I appreciate
that.
Hey,
Steve, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, good, good.
Great. And I appreciate that offer. However, I think that we have to consider a couple of things with regards to that. That's saying that if the pattern is moved 1,102 feet further away from my house, then that means that neighbors who have called and whom I've spoken with and whom I actually represent as a part of their voice, that would put the pattern closer to them. So what really... how could I justify saying, oh, because it's going to be better for me, maybe it's going to be better for me, then all of a sudden I'm going to drop out and not have a say in this because it's going to be better for me? I don't think so, because that's throwing my neighbors under the bus, and my friends, neighbors, people I work with, people that I see in the community. That's not happening.
And I understand that. My belief as a pilot and running the flight school here, it will bring the aircraft with the extension of the runway, it will make it where, for the people on the north end, much better, and on the south end, also better, for the reason that we will be higher on takeoff, and mainly on takeoffs is where we are the loudest.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
With the extension of the runway, it gets us off of the runway, and there's more of a buffer there. Landings... on the landings, we're usually more power off, and it's quieter anyway.
Right, I understand what you're saying, but Mr. Haskell, in some of the meetings and the public hearings and also some of the sessions with the Planning Commission, the joint session with City Council Airport Commission and Planning Commission, has actually stated that on the north end there could be a detriment. He estimates 15 to 20% lower flights. So based on my experience as a resident, we are having noise. And so while I certainly respect your experience in the aviation industry, I would have to disagree with you.
The lower, and again, if I could take you up and show you in the airplane, that it will be 15 to 20% lower on the north end of the runway, that is still not over houses. That is over, it's a little over 3/4 of a mile to a mile of nothing but woods and green grass and fields. There are no houses in that final approach. That will be 10 to 15 to 20%. I'm not sure on the numbers. I'm not an engineer, but I know we'll be a couple feet lower. But it's over houses and over grass and trees and State Farm. It's not over any more residents.
Well, I appreciate the offer, and maybe one day I'll have to take you up on that. I certainly would have to say in closing, though, that currently when the aircraft are taking off, they're still taking off over that area, yet it still affects me.
Thank you for calling, too. We've got a whole lot of other folks who want to jump in, too. 893-1450. Before we go to another call, these issues all have to be approved by the city council, don't they? It takes three times. Three votes.
I believe it'll be Planning Commission.
Four.
Again, and then City Council. And I believe with a master plan, it does not require three readings, but that's for legal department and all those to decide. But I believe it's just a public hearing and a vote.
Are there opportunities? And you said public hearing. So
yes.
Is that right before the vote or a few days before the vote?
It's right before the vote is the public hearing.
Okay, so now is the time, if you're for or against this, to be talking with city council members, because if you wait for the public hearing, they vote right after that. So you can't talk to them then. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I am not in city. I am in county for the present time. But I will say this. There is a point in time to where with the job unemployment rates as high as it is, not only in Rutherford County, but in the state of Tennessee and nationwide, that the city councilmen, the county officials, need to come to grips with the fact that the people who oppose this are the ones that usually has it pulled out of their pocketbook. And I don't understand how that can be thought of as looking out for fellow man or for the economy or anything else. The development needs to be frozen while that the economy is as hurting as it is. And people who are paying for this extension needs to stand up and speak out. I don't care where you live in Rutherford County. Enough is enough. I mean, they're taxing us to death to pay for something we don't want. And if that is not a dictatorship, I do not know what is. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Airport Manager Chad Gerke, could you give us your thoughts on that?
Right. Bart, the airport is, the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport is part of the city of Murfreesboro. And it is unique in that it's one of the few departments in the city that's self-supportive, meaning that we don't use any local tax dollars to support the annual maintenance or operations of the airport. When we go out to fund such a project as this, it's millions of dollars, and that we use 90% of the money comes from the FAA and state. Those funds are gathered from fuel sales and things like that in the aviation industry. So when we receive those monies, those are from people that are actually using aviation in some form or the other. So in this case, the city isn't, we're not using city tax dollars. Now, when we do a project, we recently did some hangars. The city floated us a loan, and we pay back the principal and interest in a period, all coming from airport funds. And our revenues come from fuel sales and hangar rents, and that covers our local share.
And Steve Murphy and Steve Jones, what about your thoughts?
Well, let me take this time to commend Chad for the excellent job he's done as airport manager. I mean, since he started in 1994, Murfreesboro Airport has won 15 consecutive front door awards. That's incredible.
That is phenomenal.
We got the most improved airport of the year in 2002. Chad himself received the airport manager of the year in 2006. Again, we got the airport of the year in 2007. On top of that, the largest tenant, MTSU's aerospace program, has been regularly put in the top three, I think I heard at the hearing, aerospace programs in the nation. Now, when we have all that going for us with a 3,898 foot runway, I don't see any reason to change it, because all of this great training that the student pilots are receiving is being done with the conditions as they are. Now, what Chad didn't tell us yet, and I'm sure he was going to, is that in order for us to receive the 90% funding from the state, it has to be an extension done for safety. That is the key word. So when I talk to my neighbors about, you know, this topic, they say, well, when was the last incident at the airport? And if you go back and you do some research, you find that, well, the reason we've received so many awards is because of the safe operation of our airport. For the current customers that we have using it, the airport is extremely safe.
That's good news, too. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, and this goes really back, when I was a student at MTSU, this was in the late 60s, my roommate was in the aerospace program. And I would go with him occasionally out there. And it ran through my mind, why is this airport so far away? We would pass where U-Haul is right now, which was the Kroger store at that time. And that was it. You were out in the country from then on out. So for those of you who are living in Murfreesboro now, and you think, why did they build this airport right in the middle of town? You don't have to go too far back, and you were thinking, why did they put it so far out here in nowhere? But the town has grown to you now. Mm-hmm. And I guess what we're hearing today are problems that come when you put an airport and a community subdivision side by side. And you're seeing this on a regular basis, Tim Haskell, as a consultant, and especially since your background includes the Metro Nashville Airport, this really became a problem there with subdivisions close to the airport.
Well, I think so. One of the issues that we deal with on a regular basis is that the federal government in their airport rules and in their environmental rules, you know, have guidelines as to what is noise impact, what is a nuisance, and those sorts of things. But noise is a very subjective issue. Everyone in this county hears airplanes. Everyone in this county hears traffic. But when we talk specifically about airplanes, it's a matter of degree, and what is acceptable to one person and is not acceptable to another, and we try to recognize that on a regular basis. But because it is subjective, it is something that we can agree to disagree on in many occasions. But let me go back and just I think correct for the record. The issue of why this runway is being extended is really the open-ended question. The conversations that we have had with the Planning Commission, that we have had with the Airport Commission over time, has been primarily focused on safety. And the reason for that is that any pilot feels safer when the runway is longer. Whether they need that runway occasionally for overrun, or they need that runway so that they can put the fuel on that they want so they don't have to stop en route to their destination. Under the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration guidelines, the job of a proponent of an airport is to identify what is referred to as the critical airplane. That airplane determines the dimensions of the runway system. It was determined during this process that the small business jets that currently operate at the airport and the Jetstream 31, if acquired by MTSU, the ideal runway length for those airplanes is somewhere between 4,800 and 5,000 feet. That makes it eligible for federal funding. The safety issue is part of the equation. Those airplanes can currently operate at the airport. The insurance company asks that the Jetstream 31 have a 5,000 foot runway. You put all those things together, it justifies a 5,000 foot runway.
Steve, what about you?
Well, there are several things that Mr. Haskell stated that I would like to address. First, on the noise, agreeing to disagree, certainly we'll have to, but there are guidelines. And, of course, the closer one is in proximity to the airport, then certainly the more one is affected. And like I stated, based on estimates, we could say that probably approximately 55,000 people would live within a 1.25-mile radius. Also, I think that we have to understand the level of decibels at which the aircraft operate, which is quite high, quite significant. And of course, decibels don't, you can't say, well, twice as loud for 70 decibels as 140. Actually, no, because this is, as it's been explained to me, and I'm not an expert, it's somewhat of an exponential increase. So going from 70 to 75 is actually significant. But back to the issues of safety. So they're on the app, on the environmentalist, I'm sorry, on the airport layout plan, they're telling the FAA that they want to extend the runway to accommodate aircraft that currently operate and future aircraft that will operate. The FAA considers an airport extension a capacity. That's volume. It has nothing to do, an airport runway extension to deal with those, has nothing to do with safety when it comes to the capital improvement plans, according to FAA Order 5100.39A. However, if you look at the airport's priority list for its projects, and this is very interesting because they're actually listed, the number one and two deal with runway extension and resurfacing. Resurfacing, certainly we would understand that. But the things that would actually be related to safety are actually further down on the list in the prioritization that the airport has actually set, which those include land acquisition over in Carriage Park and Harold Lane area, as well as repurposing that land to the tune of nearly $8 million. Now, one of the prime arguments that they had when they stated that they wanted to extend the runway was you couldn't plug in a coffee pot. It needed to be, the terminal needed to be remodeled. And certainly, you know, we want to put Murfreesboro's best foot forward when businesses fly in. Yet, if you look on their prioritization list, that falls on line items number 11 and 12 out of 13. Why is that expenditure so low? If we're considering safety, why is it then that the city of Murfreesboro is considering moving that fire station down to Cherry Lane further away from the airport? Why then, if we're considering safety and all these things, in the last 30 years, there have been 24 incidents listed on the NTSB website. One-third of those were from students. Nearly 30% were off the airport. Nearly 21% resulted in fatalities, 16.67 resulted in takeoff, and 66.67 resulted in landing. In no instance, when you go back and look at the probable cause that for these incidents, there is no instance in which an extended runway would have contributed or helped prevent significantly the incident. There was one incident which was non-fatal where a longer runway might have provided benefit, but it was a mechanical failure because there was no brake fluid in the reservoir, and that was 12 years ago. So I think that the argument for safety on behalf of the airport, they're telling the FAA and everyone else one thing, but when we get into to the public, they're telling us something different, and I really would like to understand why that there's a difference in that.
We're going to pause for just a few moments, and we will be back, and we'll get some more comments from these gentlemen, and we'll take some more phone calls from you. Stay with us.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Bonide's Sage Ender, rather. Yeah, that'll come out right. You can get it right now, the ultimate systemic nutsage, grassy, and broadleaf weed killer. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with one application, and it won't harm your grass. It can be applied from early spring all the way up to late fall. Sage Ender is available in pint, in concentrates. It'll cover up to 8,700 square feet, so don't wait. Pick up some bone-eyed Sage Ender today and rid your lawn of all of these nuisance weeds and things of that sort. You can get it right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right off of South Church. They also have it at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad, across from Damus Restaurant. Chad, you had a comment, I believe.
Yeah, Bart, sometimes incidents occur at the airport and they don't necessarily show up on NTSB reports, and that's a good thing because it usually means that there's something that happened but nothing went wrong. And in case of Mother's Day, just a month or so ago, I got a call early in the morning and there was a flight that was coming into Murfreesboro that was a donor flight. It was a blood run to Pittsburgh to some of the hospitals up there. The plane came back to Murfreesboro and went off the end of the runway, 50, 60 feet off the end of the runway. Just couldn't stop and went off the end of the runway. The pilot did an excellent job of staying centerline, not getting sideways and doing any damage to the aircraft. But in that case, definitely, I think he would have, since he just went off 50 or 60 feet, probably could have come, you know, a longer runway would have helped that pilot. Now, we were very fortunate. Nothing happened to that aircraft, and we were able to just tow him off. But yeah, it does occur.
You know, I wish we could talk about this more because I think we have only touch the surface on this, and well, we need to do that. When is the vote coming up?
I believe the Planning Commission is going to meet towards the end of this month, the 20th or so, and set a date. And I think that date for the Planning Commission is August 1st, which would be a night meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Let's try to get together before then, because we are flat out of time. We want to thank all of you for being with us this morning. Steve Murphy and Steve Jones, also Chad Gerke and Tim Haskell, visiting with us, learning about the expansion at the Murfreesboro Airport.